Blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean? We're generally not attracted to anything that starts out talking about being poor, right? But that's the first of the Beatitudes. And it is the first, not only the first, it summarizes all of the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes themselves summarize all of the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount summarizes all of Matthew's Gospel, what we're going to be looking at and listening to and praying over throughout the year ahead. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And if Matthew's Gospel, then it is really a summary of his understanding and teaching about Jesus, the meaning of his life and his death and his resurrection, of all that he taught us, of all that he did, of all that he modeled for us of life. To be poor in spirit. What is it? Well, it's not something you'll ever know. It's something you'll always strive to come to understand. Because it is, well, in one sense, it's difficult to understand. In another, it's so counterintuitive for us. Poor in spirit. And our society, in many ways, teaches us the opposite. We're supposed to compete. Survival of the strongest, the fastest, the smartest, the richest, the most powerful. Not exactly poor in spirit. Perhaps the best model would be parents. A parent who would willingly, without delay, give up their life for their child, right? And in fact, they do it every day. Jesus not only saw this in the God he knew, whom he called Father, but embraced this selfless love himself and today invites us to follow. Now follow me, when he says it the last couple of weeks we've had, is not to trail behind him going down the road, but to imitate his love. A parent's love for their child is amazing, most of the time. But can we imagine a world in which all have this kind of love for each other? Can we care so deeply about strangers, especially those who in no way earn or deserve our love? Can we love them? This is what it means to be poor in spirit, to imitate Christ in laying down our life as needed, but also to recognize our need for God in our life, our need for God's help, if we are to accomplish anything, instead of all those other things we depend upon in our lives. It's the values of this world turned upside down. But it is the stuff of the kingdom of God to be poor in spirit. It goes against all we've been taught. And often, sadly, it doesn't make sense to us unless we really critically, prayerfully consider the words of Jesus. It is a way that is seldom seen. Oh, we get glimpses, yes. We probably provide a few glimpses ourselves. But a deeply held belief and as a way of life to be poor in spirit. Try to think of someone, this is your homework, try to think of someone who exemplifies that for you. It's kind of difficult to come up with someone who is so into the following of Christ that they willingly lay their life down for anyone and everyone. You know, the greatest evangelization we can do is give witness to the value of poverty in spirit as something good. But how do we inch towards this kind of understanding and this way of life, this depth of love? How do we imitate Christ and grasp the sermon which he gives us starting today with the Beatitudes? Well, this too, I believe, is a part of the lesson of the Beatitudes. By being humble, meek, seeking to make peace with justice, by feeling the pain of others and mourning our failure to care for them, we open our minds and our hearts and our lives to this teaching, this hidden wisdom that Jesus gives to us today. Paul says in our second reading, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise and the weak to shame the strong. And through the prophet Zephaniah, God declares, but I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humbled and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. We are that remnant who can show the world this upside-down conviction and perhaps allow the world to begin to see this path to true joy and blessing. We prayed at the beginning of Mass, grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. It's quite a prayer, a lot to ask. The prophet Zephaniah adds to us today, seek justice, seek humility. So today we begin the Sermon on the Mount. We'll follow it for the next several weeks up until we get to Lent. And we'll wrestle each week with what it really means to be poor in spirit, because that will be a common theme in every reading. To love everyone in truth of heart, and why for us, this is a blessing.